Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Diagnosing specific viral hemorrhagic fevers in the first few days of illness can be difficult because the initial signs and symptoms, such as high fever, muscle aches and pains, and extreme fatigue, are common to many other diseases. To help with the diagnosis, the doctor will take a medical history and travel history and ask about exposure to rodents or mosquitoes. The patient will need to describe international trips in detail, including the countries visited and the dates, as well as any contact possible with the infection. Laboratory tests using a sample of blood are needed to confirm a diagnosis. Because viral hemorrhagic fevers are particularly virulent and contagious, these tests are usually performed in specifically designed laboratories using very strict precautions. The best time to see a doctor is before travel to a developing country to ensure that all available vaccinations and pre-travel advice for staying healthy are given. For Here's Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.